See if I got it. I don't know. But yeah, anyway. Well, I don't see how it could be anything on your end. It's got to be something on the repeater or the link or something, because you're coming in good on JPR. Sounds real good there. But you're real muffled and low on the other repeater. I guess that's Stevens there, 220. So that's my take of it. Anyway, so I think your radio is okay. NADGD, and I'll listen out here a little bit.
Let me see if I got it. Okay, real good, Tom. Thanks. I think Steven decided to jump in there, and maybe I got in your way. But anyway, I guess that's good to hear. I don't know, Steven. Maybe does that help you out in your tinkering with the repeater or stuff that you're talking about doing?
KD8MEY. Yeah, it helps. I mean, we've known that there was an audio difference between the two, and part of the plan was when we went to replace these radios, and we were going to be doing some changes to bridge, I guess you want, you know, or the, you know, interlinking and stuff, and that was all going to be stuff that we worked on at the, you know, all at one time, and just unfortunately it's been kind of not happened just yet, and you know, that's why I'm really hoping to get through that here hopefully sometime soon. Because I think it's, like I said, my repeater I think is transmitting narrow, not wide, so that you know, it pinches your audio, and I think that's part of the problem. So it's not your equipment, Steve. It has to do with what's going on at my repeater, and I know that there's, you know, even talking to Glenn, that there's been an audio difference where, like, my audio is a lot louder for some people than it is on JPR's, and his is lower, and there's a lot of things going on, and I know JPR is in the process of getting an amplifier for his, because he's only putting out, I think, about 10 watts from there where he's at in Moline. So with that, we'll see if we have any other check-ins tonight. KD8MEY.